悉尼先驱晨报报道，如今在澳大利亚有越来越多的人希望在家办公，但是对于老板来说却不太愿意鼓励员工这么做。不过有研究发现，员工在家办公的效率要高于在办公室里。 Sydney Morning Herald reports more people are wanting to work from home, but their employers are reluctant to let them, fearing they will do less work.According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, the number of Australians working at home more than doubled between 2001 and 2008. Almost 1 million people worked at home in 2001, and by 2008 that number had reached 2.4 million people, including those who spent time regularly checking emails. The chief executive of the Australian Federation of Employers and Industries, Gary Brack, said most people wanting to work from home were women returning after maternity leave.
He added, though, that many employers have a natural reticence for the arrangement as they're worried about a fall in productivity and becoming liable for home office injuries. Yeah, I think for jobs where there is a finite or limited amount of work that has to be done every day, let me give you an example. The preparation of this show, China Drive, there are a certain number of tasks of preparation that we have to do every day.Preparing stories and reports and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that kind of work could be done from anywhere in the world, really, with email and modern digital technology. But it's slightly more difficult, for example, if somebody is they're a salesman or saleswoman,
mm-hmm.
and they're expected to make a certain number of phone calls per day or go out and make a certain number of contacts or leads.It's easy when it's a measurable form of work, but not so easy when it's a form of work that's not so measurable, really.
I think the key word here is job description.
Yes.
If the employer have done a good job describing the responsibilities of these employees, then they will have no problem measuring the work of the employees.
Yeah.
And they don't have to worry about the employees spending a lot of time enjoying themselves and not doing their work.
Yeah.
The only thing that employers will have to worry about is that they want employees to do something not on their job description, and they don't want to give them credit for it. And yet they need them to stay in the office to do that.
And, I mean, the example that we know best is where we work, in the China Drive office. And sometimes things do come up, you know. People will say, could you just do this or something?
Do a voiceover or something? That's not in your job description.
But
the employers automatically assume that you are required to do that.
Exactly. Or helping someone with some complex English, for example. You know, one of our Chinese reporters. And again, if we weren't present in the office, that would be impossible. So even in cases where the workload is measurable...it wouldn't always be desirable from the employer's point of view to let people work from home. And then you get the social cohesion as well of having people actually in the office. It's an interesting topic.